Hey there, and welcome. You're just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett. We're going to go ahead and get this started. Here on the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we discuss sports, we discuss music, and or we discuss life. But on tonight's episode, we're probably going to be more focused on sports, maybe with a little bit of life mixed in, because this sports weekend has been, for me, it was great, but it's just been bananas overall with some of the predictions that were made versus what actually happened. And so I got to start the show off with giving a shout out to my University of South Carolina Gamecocks. That's right. On Saturday morning, ESPN Game Day said, nah, they're not going to beat the Clemson Tigers. You had so-called Clemson Tiger fans, and I'm going to emphasize fans, that were throwing shots all week long about what was going to happen to us. Now, let me say that some of these fans are my people. You know, they are my homeboys. They are, you know, we tight. So if they throw a shot, it's like, okay, we talk shit. That's just what we do. No big deal. I know some Clemson alumni who I hold in high regard, high esteem. They didn't throw as many shots. They was just like, go out and win. You know, some were like, oh, you know, hopefully your boys will get back to their, the way they normally play football, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool. You know, I don't have no problems with that either because, you know, y'all actually went to Clemson. Y'all graduated from Clemson, you know, and to which, hey, I always celebrate those who push on with their educational achievements. But a lot of shots came from people who did not go to Clemson, who never set foot on the academic side of the campus. They just know how to get to that wretched place. I mean, that stadium known as that they call Death Valley, which we all know that's Death Valley Junior, because there's real Death Valley in California. There's another, I would say, probably real Death Valley in Baton Rouge, which is home of the LSU Tigers. And then you got these Tigers who call their Memorial Stadium Death Valley. So, you know, I guess imitation is a form of flattery, right? So, that being said, my University of South Carolina Gamecocks did what the hell they needed to do. Or as Cam Smith said, they dropped the nuts and just said, fuck it, and went for it, right? And we did the damn thing the way we were supposed to. And you have to understand that my love for USC, as we're known, and not that Southern Cal school neither, no. We are USC, University of South Carolina. You know, the love I have for the school goes deeper than just football, basketball, baseball, track. You know, it goes deeper, right? Because of the fact that I know what I had to go through to get to that university. Knowing that, you know, it was spoken into my life when I was in elementary school that this is where I would go to school. And knowing that there were people who said, there's no way. And because it is South Carolina and because it was South Carolina in the 1980s, it's not that unusual for certain groups of people to say there's no way that a black child from Latson, South Carolina could attend that school. There's just no way. But okay, neither here nor there, because I did it anyway. Knowing that, you know, in high school, I had to battle my way with certain guidance counselors who didn't even want to give me an application to the school, you know, but I still got there. Knowing that I had to battle just to get a damn SAT book, you know, to take the SAT so that I could get into the school. So knowing how what I had to deal with just to get to that point, and knowing that people did not necessarily have the highest expectations just because of where I'm from, but I had my own expectations and my family had my own expectations. So knowing I had to go through all that and deal with that, and knowing that I had my own expectations of what I was going to do, that's why I rep USC so hard. But we can get, that's a whole nother shit. That could be another 2-3 day podcast on that one, but no need to go down that road today because the results speak for itself. So shout out to the University of South Carolina Gamecocks. We're going to get focused. We're going to get recharged on the next game, which will be our bowl game. Not sure where we're going to end up. Some are saying the Citrus Bowl. Some are hoping for the Citrus Bowl. Some are saying we may go to the Gator Bowl. Some are saying that we may go to the ReliaQuest Bowl, which is in Tampa. That used to be the Outback Bowl. But we'll see. It's all going to depend upon what happens, I guess, this weekend when LSU plays Georgia. Now, I mean, for the most part, any given Saturday, unfortunately, I think I'm going to have to put my money on Georgia to do it. And yeah, so we'll know by next Sunday where we will end up. And maybe I'll get to go. We will see. Moving on to the NFL. Miami Dolphins once again did what they needed to do. They did their job. They beat the Houston Texans 32-15. Kind of mad that they let the Texans back into the game and that they were able to slice the lead in half. But hey, it is what it is. We came out there with the W. Tua Tagovailoa has improved significantly since his concussion, and especially since last season. So I have to change my stance on how I did not want him on a team initially, but now, hey, you know, he's making things happen. So I have to kind of draw back my criticism, or as we say back home, I have to eat crow on this one, because, you know, yeah, he's exceeding everyone's expectations. And so on that note, and there were other NFL games that turned out to be bananas too, like especially the Seahawks and the Raiders. I was watching a little bit of that one on NFL Red Zone, and it's crazy how, you know, the Seahawks and Raiders went to overtime, and then I can't remember the name of the player on the Raiders, but he found a crease, like he found an opening, found a hole, and he hit that joint and took off and won the game. And I guess it was exciting because of the way that it happened, like it just happened just so quick, you know. And some players, hey, that's all you need. You just need that crease, and zoom, you're out. Now, unfortunately, I did try my hand at mobile sports betting, because state of Maryland has finally decided to allow mobile sports betting. They did a test run this past Tuesday, and then they opened it up on Thanksgiving Day. It was Thanksgiving Day, as a matter of fact, when it became live, because they basically opened it up on Tuesday. They shut it down Wednesday just to make sure, and then they opened it up on Thanksgiving Day. So anyway, and so I decided to try my hand at it this past weekend, and I did what they call a parlay, and I did like 11 legs of the parlay. So I basically, you know, took a chance on 11 different games. I didn't do all the games this weekend because some of them I was kind of like, eh, I don't know how this is going to turn out, so nah. But I did the 11-leg parlay of it, and unfortunately, you know, it didn't quite work out the way I had it planned. You know, I thought that Cleveland would lose to Tampa Bay. They didn't. I thought Seahawks would beat the Raiders. Obviously, they didn't. And I chose the Bears over the Jets, which was a huge mistake. But hey, I figured the Jets had quarterback turmoil. The Bears have quarterback turmoils. So I was like, well, I'll just take my chance on the Bears. Plus, I mean, the Jets are in my conference, in my division. So, you know, I don't, you know, they're in the AFC East. And so I can't root for them. So, no, it's not. So I took my chances on that. Was not successful. But, hey, you know, I learned a lesson. And so, and luckily I wasn't playing with regular money. I was playing with the free bets that were given. So, shout out to FanDuel. And FanDuel, if you're listening, I'll be more than glad to advertise your product for a small fee. But shout out to FanDuel on the sign up and the hookup for the free bets. And so if you're in Maryland and you're listening, then yeah, that's the one I pretty much like, although there are many others to choose from. I think BetMGM is a pretty good one too, and DraftKings. So who knows, I may check those out in the future as well. But so far, so good using FanDuel, although again, I wish I was a little bit more successful in my choices. So maybe I need to find a guru that actually knows how to pick games, and they actually, you know, win on their picks. And finally, we're going on to the NBA. My 17-time NBA world champion Los Angeles Lakers beat the San Antonio Spurs in back-to-back games. I believe they beat them, I think the last time they played was on Friday night. But I need to find out why they played them. They played San Antonio in San Antonio back-to-back. I'm assuming that's been done before, but maybe I just don't recall it being done before. But I need to figure out why they played San Antonio twice on the road. But who knows? why. Maybe this is something new that they're doing. And maybe there was other events going on at the Staples Center. But anyway, Lake Show basically came out with a W. They're on the road, I believe, tonight against the Indiana Pacers. So hopefully we'll get a dub there too, and we will turn the ship around. And so that way we will not be in ping pong land, as I call it. So moving on to that, then the music front, not really a lot to discuss about music. I hadn't really listened to anything new. I think there's been a couple projects that dropped at midnight or overnight this past weekend. I don't quite recall who may have had a new album or anything that dropped, but as soon as I find out, or as soon as I troll, look around Apple Music, Spotify, you know, to see what's out there, I will definitely let you know. Although I will say that if you want a break from the mainstream music, so to speak, you should just look at some of the random lists that are created on Spotify. I know that I found different music, and I've rediscovered some music just by doing that. And matter of fact, one of the group chats that I'm in focuses on music, and we focus on finding, like, you know, off the beaten path type artists. And so I know one artist that, you know, that we really like collectively as a group is Moonchild. And they basically come up with, like, it's kind of like a neo-funk blue-eyed soul, if that makes sense. And I believe they're from England. I'll have to double check in on that, but I believe they are from England, and so they make some pretty good stuff. There's another group out there called Saturday Morning Cartoons, I think that's the name of the group, and they come up with some stuff too that's great. It's awesome. And there's also another group, and I know it's Duran Jones, and I can't find the name of his group right now, but they come up with some stuff too. And also, a lot of the music that I listen to, I discovered by listening to Sirius XM. I listen to Heart and Soul on Sirius XM, and I've discovered a lot of neo-soul artists that are not necessarily getting mainstream airplay, and the music is great. So it just baffles me why they don't get the same recognition, but that's a whole nother subject and whole nother, you know, thing. And so finally, talk a little bit about life. And I was thinking about this as I was trying to come up with tonight's show. And going back to sports, I was looking at the changes that happened with two of my teams, the Miami Dolphins and the South Carolina Gamecocks. And, you know, there was changing coaches. One, the Gamecocks changed coaches 2 years ago, going on to year three. And the Dolphins changed coaches last year. And I was looking at how both of these coaches are high energy. They are high positivity. And they basically have shown that they're being positive and focused has helped both teams turn around what would have been otherwise dismal situations. Now, of course, in Shane Beamer's case, you know, of course, it takes a while because you have players from a previous coaching staff that were still, you know, on the team. And so, but now he has his players, which means they're going to buy into his system. Same thing with the Miami Dolphins. You know, Mike McDaniel has come in there, turned things around. He had players from Brian Flores' days, but he also had brought in, they also brought in players that would buy into his system. But a lot of the players seem to rally around his system, and results have been great. And so I equate that to life, in that sometimes, you know, in order to have a positive life, in order to have success, in order to in order to be focused, sometimes you need to find that coach who will help you get there. And I don't necessarily mean coaching in the athletic sense. I just mean coaches, somebody that will coach you along, somebody that will coach you up, right? And it could be your friends, it could be a relative, it could be a mentor, it could be your pastor, it could be a teacher, whoever, you know, will give you that spark, that will give you that push, you know, that will coach you up, you know, help you out. Those are the people that you need to reach out to, listen to, and or learn from. Now, you can't choose just anybody. You know, you got to watch how these people move. You got to watch, you know, just sit back and observe, you know, how they do things, how they move, how they interact with people, and whether their positivity and their focus is actually being put to use. But if you see that, and if you have a good relationship with them, reach out, talk to them. Don't necessarily be like some people who for the longest time felt like as if they could just do everything on their own, because that will get you more heartache than it will success, or better yet, that will get you more heartache than it will get you happiness. And so, as they say, a hard head makes a soft ass. Some of us, you know, we always have to learn things the hard way, but in the end, we do learn, and we apply things, apply those lessons to whatever situation comes about next. And so I say all that to say that if you have somebody that you would consider a good coach, somebody that will coach you up, reach out to them, build the bond, build a relationship with them, and learn, because you never know where it might take you, right? You just never know. And so on that note, I'm going to shut it down for the evening. If you like what you heard, please share. Please leave a comment. Please leave a review. Let everybody know that you do listen and support the Nerdy Lil Bubba podcast. If you are new to this, I say welcome. If you've been listening to me for this short while that I reinvigorated this, I just want to say thank you and keep on rocking with me, because I plan to make this into a much larger platform and that will be successful, that will help you get to where you want to be, or if it's just something you want to listen to just to bring a little bit of joy in your life, you know. That's what we're here for. I mean, my focus is on blurreds, aka black nerds, but you know, it's a podcast that's for everybody. So like, listen, share, leave a comment, let me know, give me show ideas, you know, we could talk. And eventually, when I get it all together, I will bring people on who can help you even further, whether it be in life, whether it be in business, whether it be in spirituality, whether it be talking shit about sports. You know, all that is forthcoming. So just rock with me. Stay with me. You're going to see how we do. So as I always leave you, I'm going to sign off with I wish you nothing but peace and one love.